50 college students are gathered in a large circle at Island Metro Park in Dayton. They've just kayaked several miles down the Great Miami River, and now they're creating river sound poems with visiting artist Basha Erland. The students are river stewards from UD's Rivers Institute. They've been eagerly awaiting Erland's visit for months. So, what can an artist teach us about rivers? Rivers Institute coordinator Leslie King explains how Erland, an eco-artist, provides an important perspective.
She's an artist that uses the natural world around her, particularly water, to make art that brings awareness to environmental issues and to community issues. And that fits in alignment with what the Rivers Institute's trying to do with bringing people back to the river to help restore the river's health and our community's health.
Eco-art, a practice that combines the arts with ecology, has evolved since the 1970s in response to increasing environmental degradation. Over the past three decades, Erland has worked on water issues in Africa, Europe, South America, Southeast Asia, Canada, and the U.S.
One of the things that I do are to take these blocks of ice and hand carve them into the form of a book, which to me is a very interesting sculptural metaphor for learning and for things that we can know about our environment. And then I meet with botanists and various biologists and plant specialists and community members and tribal elders to decide what are the best seeds for any particular riparian zone, the riparian zone being the banks of the river. These seeds are then embedded into the books, so it becomes a kind of text. So we will be working with students, faculty, community members, carving a series of these ice books, and then we will have various events at the river where these ice books will be put into the river.
When the floating ice books melt, the seeds are released into the river and eventually wash up on the bank. As grown plants, they'll improve the river's ecosystem.
This is Canada Wild Rye.
Erland consults Michelle Banker, the land resource manager at the Marianist Environmental Education Center, about potential seeds to include in the ice books.
That gets stuck on everything.
Yeah. So they're very, very visible, so a good feature.
Erland makes these beautifully crafted, poetic objects to address waterborne disease, the health of rivers, and water scarcity.
We simply can't survive. We can survive without food. We cannot survive without water. It's important for us to think about future generations, not just our generation. Hopefully, through our actions, any of our actions for the better, that these actions reverberate out. The more people there are, for instance, working for the health of our rivers, the better. And I think that each one of us individually provides a kind of example for how others might move forward. So it's not any one person, it's not what I'm doing, it is all of us working together.
Erland's visit was made possible through a partnership between the University of Dayton and Antioch College. Basha Erland's artwork is on display at UD's Art Street through September 16th. Erland will deliver a public lecture on Thursday, September 13th, and lead a community parade to launch ice books into the Great Miami River on Friday, September 14th. For more information about Basha Erland's visit and public events, go to www.udayton.edu/arts. This is Susan Burns reporting for WYSO.
Rocks everywhere.